get their money from the mayor. Anyway, I want to let you guys know three things. First of all, I rejoined Rotary, and they have honored and approved $30 to the new sports park over there. It's gonna be called the Sports, Sports Park.
Renaming Finley Butte Park?
We are.
Okay.
We're working on that.
Right.
So Rotary Sun River Lapine is gonna donate $30,000 for a new board, grass, lights, bleachers. Midstate is gonna meet up next Wednesday, and they're gonna add money to it and make it fabulous.
That's great.
I wanted to let you know about that. Also, Music in the Pines, we had 3,700 people last year. We had a fantastic time. I want to come to your budget meeting, and I will ask for more money. So, let's see, what was the other one? Oh, I would like to see a service sign of the north side of Lapine and the south. Rotary, Band of Brothers, the Lions.
Traditional sign.
Yep, I think it's time. And so I'd like to bring that to you. And have you guys talk about, we, you know, these service clubs do so much, we need to honor them. And I want it, I would like to have it right here by City Hall as you're coming in from way down there where it says the Purple Heart Road and Welcome to Lapine. I think it'd be a great location.
Right, at each city limits.
Yes, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do we have any other public comments? Okay, so we need to take and approve a few things on our consent agenda.
That was it. Is this our consent right now to speak over this?
What is your concern? Okay, so then that would be under public comments. And if you'd like to come up here and address, you know, the council and with your name and address and stuff.
Afternoon, folks. My name is Phil Blue.
I'm Mike Leff.
I'm sorry, can I ask you to restate your names, please?
We couldn't hear your name very well.
My name is Phil Plug. I live here in Lapine City Limits.
Thank you.
Well, thank you first off for hearing us today. There's others who have been requested to appear tonight from the local people. There's a lot of issues going on with the Chiefs County Sheriff. There's a lot of bullying going on out here. All we're trying to do is just come in and speak and inform them about what's going on out there with the citizenry. It's possibly enlist some of the help from the city council in respects to this. Can't do anything or not. We've talked to a couple different people. We basically bring the city attention of the city council. We don't know if we can do anything.
Actually, what you could do is this is kind of only a 3-minute, kind of brief us kind of thing.
That's not so important.
If you would like to be put as an agenda item where you could explain your whole situation and this, you know, is this happening within the city limits?
This is happening all over the Chiefs County, but mainly it's out here in
South. Just at some point that we're kind of only responsible for in the city limits. But either way, if you would like to have this put onto an agenda item so we could hear the full of your situation and ask questions of you and answers, then that would probably be the most advisable thing because it's just kind of break the ice comment thing, you know.
Thank you. That's exactly what we'd like.
If you would like to see the county clerk, she could schedule getting you on one of our forward meetings and stuff.
Thank you, sir.
And then you could take and present your, you know, entire, you know, case of, you know, what you would like us to hear.
Great.
Well, if you have concerns about the sheriff's department bothering you within the city limits, then that would where we would focus mainly. Other than that, anything you think that might be brought to our attention that can improve the situation and adversely affect you less, maybe that would be wise also.
Okay, and if I may ask just one other question.
We would have to take and talk to you about that in an agenda item.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you
much for your time.
Thank you very much. Is there any other public comment? Okay. So let's move on to our consent agenda. We need approval for council minutes for January 7th, 2019. Has everyone had a chance to look those over?
One correction on that. Tony is T-O-N-Y, not T-O-N-E.
You like it more than T-O-N-I.
It's Tony.
Okay, so do I have a motion to approve
One more thing.
Oh,
I'd like to pull the American Leadership Forum out and discuss it with council. PII.
That's under reimbursement.
Yes.
Reimbursement, yes.
Mr. Mayor, you can just take the whole consent.
Okay, so then if we're going to do this as a batch, we have January 7th, January 23rd. We have an acknowledgement of the committee meeting minutes on December 4th for urban renewal. And then we're pulling one of the reimbursements and actually the approval of the American Leadership Forum. So do I have a motion to approve that?
Not the leadership forum.
Mayor, I move that we approve the consent agenda with the exception of the American Leadership Forum, which will be referred to the council.
I just had a question about that. So we're approving minutes for a board meeting that not all of us are on?
You're acknowledging.
Acknowledging that you took the minutes, okay. I just wanted to double check that.
It's in there for your reporting to keep you transparent, so you know what's going on. You'll get public.
All, we have a first and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the minutes and the consent agenda are passed. So then our next thing is community funding requests. And it says it here that we have accounting clerk funding availability. What was that?
There is money for these requests available.
And were we going to hear from these people?
I don't think Deschutes is here. I think.
Went from Unity here?
They were going, I was told they would be here, so I'm not sure.
So you choose to do.
Is everyone looked at these funding requests? Do we have a motion to approve them? Or donate to Rodeo?
Anniversary. Mm-hmm. It would be kind of nice to have up.
So first and second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we have funding for those two. Now, so our next thing is we're going to speak about the EDCO contract and the area director replacement. Do we have a staff report?
We do, and that Roger's not here.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering.
Yeah, that's what.
Should we like put this off until last and try it one more time if he shows up or?
We'd put it off until.
Right, let's move number 8 until. Just on the other side of number 11, we'll just make it last. So then our next order of business is action on resolution 2019-3 and 2018-19. It's the council goals, mission, and vision statement. Do we have any comment from the staff on that? Our continuing goals, the way that we have them set already. Okay.
Melissa, are you going to give us like where we were to date on those? I thought Don requested that at the last minute.
I didn't catch that.
Like an update of where we were to date on the.
We did.
Okay. I just.
I skipped that. So I will be at the next meeting for sure.
How much of those goals was accomplished? And I think we talked a little bit about it for work session, but we didn't get in. I wanted to know how far we had gone.
Would it be more, I guess.
Roger's here. That,
oh, there he is. Would it be better to have it as we start budget workshops, or do you want this at the next meeting to see where we are? Because some of the stuff is going to, you know, transpire. We'll know further along some of those things. Because we're getting into the budget year. For the money, like the grant for the transit center or the, you know.
Of this, we did so and so, and there's this much more. Our goals were, and had we started.
We'll do that next meeting.
I almost wonder if that isn't necessary in order to approve. There's some that would be falling off.
Well, what you're approving is just those goals, not the whole sheet of all this stuff. You're just approving the goals as a concept of what you want as a city overall. Yeah, it's not that. That spreadsheet's not what you're approving.
Okay.
Yeah, the accomplishments will be what we base on the budget, what we put.
Right.
Right. We just were talking about just These are our vision.
This is the goal, yeah, the vision. Yeah, that's what you're solidifying in a resolution, is that is our goals moving forward.
So, do we have a motion to approve our mission statement, envisioning goal in resolution 2019-03?
I make a motion, we remove, that was removed, resolution number three, resolution number 2019-03.
I second the motion.
Okay, first and second, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, motion passes. Next, resolution, which is the resolution 2009-04, and this is amending resolution 2011-13, a resolution creating the City of La Pines Public Works Advisory Committee, and to change the committee's membership and establish an existing committee member's term of office. Do we have a staff report on that at all?
I'll give you an oral report real quick. As you can see, originally this committee was formed back in 2011. A lot's changed since then, obviously. So we wanted to relook at the forming of this resolution, get it more up to date, how those committee members are assigned, where they live, where they don't have to live, and just clean up that resolution. I'm going to give you what the seven members consist of. Just three members will be city residents. One member will be of the La Pines Community Cemetery Interest Group. One member will be a local utility company representative. One member will be appointed from the public at large.
They'll have seven members.
Seven members, correct. So you're going to see, you heard cemetery, we want somebody with a good interest in the cemetery so we can help.
Exactly.
You've seen a utility representative. We've had Mid-State before on there, but their avenue before was through the chamber, through them. We cleaned it up, say, hey, if we can, make it a utility that's in the area that we work with. Have any specific questions about this? This was merely cleaning up the resolution, making it more up to date. And four open positions, and we've had five applications for those four openings.
Good.
So we can have, our idea is to have a public works committee meeting in March with those new members.
Question on that. I thought that the applications were saying that there was, you had to be a city resident, and there's a position open for a public.
Yeah, there should be a mixture of.
And I think it does
all of those.
Say, all says that it can be.
Now there's four open.
Be in March.
Yep.
And how long?
Are there any other questions about this resolution? Motion to pass this. Right, we have a first and second. All those in favor of passing resolution 2019-4?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it passes. Now let's go back to article, or to number eight. This would be the action on the EDCO contract. Roger, do you need some time to set up your presentation or anything?
Yep, we're ready to go.
Thanks, Teresa. Thank you very much. Back to members of the council, apologies for being late for the record. My name is Roger Lee, I'm the CEO of Concordia. Thanks for having me tonight. I have to just say, I'm impressed you moved through your agenda quickly. I thought maybe I had back-to-back meetings, I could get down here just a little bit late, and I obviously missed my slot, so thank you.
I'll have you know we are unpaid professionals.
Important jobs, yeah. Thanks for making time on your agenda. I just want to maybe also acknowledge we have a longtime member of this effort in economic development in the audience, called the Pine Industrial Group, before there was kind of an economic. Anyway, so.
he might need a wing.
He needs a partner.
So, what I have tonight for you is just a revised proposal. I think you all did get to see, talked about an update on the program, a long overdue update. So, I'm going to skip some of the update part, maybe just a couple reviews. You may have this packet already in your packet, so I'll move. So, our advisory board, just the folks here, I did not have Councilor Shields' photo, otherwise, I would have put him in there because he's recently appointed to the SLED advisory to help these programs be successful, help the local director kind of do. The right things. And when formatting, I think we struck the
Yeah, on the
line here. Looked great on my computer, but our primary duties, as I said, are really to help set the priorities and be oversight of local program, because I'm not down here all the time. Local partners to have some of that oversight as well and feedback loop. And they're really to be advocates and ambassadors for the for economic development in general, and kind of take on that mantle to promote the area, and not for necessarily its shortcomings, but it's things it has going for it. And, as you kind of expect, off there is really to lead local private fundraising effort. So we had this slide from last time. This is kind of done deals, capital investment, jobs, and so forth. One thing I want to emphasize from this, in conversations with Melissa, who's been, by the way, great, you know, leading up to that, there's a mix of both traded sector and non-traded sector projects here. Are definitely not traded sector. St. Charles really falls in that category, but important assets community that the community wanted, and it was made clear to us to work on these projects, and we're happy to do that. In our pending project pipeline, I did not revise this. There's been some recent news I'm sure you're aware of, very large project that we're not giving up on. Kind of come from a background in the power industry, and we have pull things out of the fire with other projects, including this one. So these numbers are a little bit skewed on that side.
Yeah,
so, maybe for a conversation for another time, but I feel like there's things that can be done to spend that is anything. So, anyway, we've got a pending pipeline here that is ongoing. I continue to work those leads, whether they're local companies or ones outside the area. This information we kind of relay back through that advisory board. So kind of to the point tonight, we really kind of got four options, and I want to make it clear again, there but not voting, is that we want you to know that you have options. This, what I don't want the rest of the presentation to be is that you absolutely have to do this and there's no other way. Because there are, we helped support this area when Leggy was around, and we're here, and we can continue to do that. And I've checked in with Melissa, and Melissa, we understand that this is a big budget allocation. Basis, you're probably investing as much in economic development. As I acknowledge that, I don't throw these up here as kind of throwaway options. They are all real options for you to end the program and redeploy your dollars. You can bring it in-house and maybe have somebody, another staff member, do part of that. But as it is, I'm just really concerned that we haven't had this high turnover in that 5 years. And then the last one is, which I'm going to kind of dive into, and that is making it a full-time program. What does it cost in this current fiscal year? I think it's pretty nominal. In fact, I was thinking about this. Like I said, there has been some savings as a result of not having the position. I'm not pulling a salary from the contract. I'm building my time for the work that's been done, but it's nowhere near having a three-quarter time person here. So $1,000 may be closer to being paid. Our plan is there's a windfall from this this. Contract year from the funds we expected. We have a long history of putting that back to the community, back into the program. What those numbers look like, it's very hard for me to forecast at this point in time, not knowing when or if we're moving forward on this or when a person might be hired. But I think that's just communication between our organization and yours through your city. We would need to go back to Deschutes County and ask them. This is certainly within the grants that they make out of their video corporate lottery funding, where the funds come from for the $25,000 currently, and I'll request even this late in the fiscal year. There's a run to raise that additional $3,000 from businesses, in addition to the $5,000 that's already currently in the budget, and that should be. Within this plan. I would say if there's a shortfall, to get this to full-time on this grant, about $2,300 short. Hey, we overspent the budget, whatever it was, whether it was personnel, most of that, you need to make that up. It's our budgeting issue and we make it up. Ready to start the search process immediately with really sudden city funding. Holding off and talking to the county until you use the process in place, and that will be the subject of our next meeting. Then EDCO will reach out to And this is what it looks like on the full fiscal 1920 last time, but you can see what the full-time program looks like in other communities. Our whole effort on this is to really get these programs to six figures if they're full-time. I'm up with a conversation with the city manager about travel trade shows to companies around the region, office expense, et cetera. Only 72-73% of that goes. So for the next fiscal year, you're looking at really a $10,000 increase if this other fund season to Deschutes County up theirs from $15,000 from either events or from active. These are some current folks that have contributed in the past. Right now, this current fiscal year, this fundraising effort needs to get kicked off and concluded in the next quarter in your budget and received. These are some of the folks that have participated in the past, and then with the annual luncheon that's happened last couple of years at Sun River, that's another 500,000. We think we can grow that. If you look at the Prineville Economic Development Program, it's been going for about almost nine. These are the folks they have involved as members of their organization. This guy, not kind of shooting from the hip, but based upon actual some of the members, and they do an additional 1,500 through the Lion Maiden Jefferson County tour. This combines a line. There's a mix of both trade sector and non-trade sector companies, which is great. And with Redmond Economic Development Incorporated, Ready, they are raising about $58,000. They've been an organization on their own. A different animal, and the fact that they have they're incorporated, they have audits, et cetera, they do as a separate organization. So you can kind of see where, if you were to decide to go with a full-time program and kind of this longer horizon. And again, part of that private sector support is going to help extend the city's funnel behind it. So it's like, can we use pool our resources to get more done? And so not have entities pick up, you know, 90 or 100% of the costs. Our goal for our organization, and that's where it is today, is that it's parity with the private and public sector. We're about 40. So as far as, you know, how this position would be, there's a local hiring panel that's assembled. SLED would really kind of do that with city representatives and county representatives. Those folks can serve, or they can assign somebody else to do that. We have too large of a panel. You know, you get 10, 12 people in the room, it's a little intimidating. So we try to keep it in that 6-8 interview and deliberate on processes that Express has signed up to lead this recruitment for us. They've led in the past. We've got absolutely great talent out of Express over the years. I was actually hired in the organization for decades. Raising the screening process to find the best candidates. Interviews, there'll be a screening process that includes phone and face-to-face interviews, writing and critical thinking that's part of the field. And this is really the selection process in this. And I think one of the important things is, maybe I'll go through this slide, but it's like, if it doesn't work, then we go back and we try to get it right. The process as many times as three times to find the right candidate. Search and try again. And I've done hiring in the past. I've identified with this. I feel like when you're hiring, you're in a moving train and you look out the window in some period of time, 2 weeks, a month, and you see a certain field of vision for a candidate down the road a little bit, and it's a different field of view. When you have a vacancy and you're trying to fill it quickly to postpone that, but it's more important to us to say hi, fire quickly if needed. Professional search firm, you know, is secured, which that's taking place. They're advertising. Typically the last couple of weeks, compared to a person that came in, at, you know, the day after the 5 o'clock deadline, they just happened and said, "Hey, I was out of town and didn't see this until now." So sometimes you search firm actually narrows the candidate field to 5 to 10 finalists, and we really trust them on that. It's usually more on the 8 to 10 to say, "Hey, these are the ones that really stood out to me. I think this would be a great fit." So you don't have to look through 50 applications and then try to say, "About so and so, I heard that they were applying." We really try to give them an objective view to say, you know, who really impressed you in the search process as far as written, face-to-face contact and so forth. We further narrow the finalists to 3 to 5 that the hiring panel then looks at all the organization for the interviews and coordinates the hiring panel with our panelists, our interview with the NCO staff to make sure there's a fit. Every once in a while, it's been very rare, the hiring panel says, "We really like this person." We run through the internal process, and this is usually only the top two. They say, "We really like somebody else." And sometimes there's a reconciliation. Usually there's a pretty clear choice for both panels. But really, we have to work these people all the time, so we want to make sure that there's a... So if there's consensus between the hiring panel and staff, then the professional search firm checks the references. If there's not consensus, then we go back and start over again. We get past eight and the offer's made, and so 9B, if there's, it's rejected, we can't come to terms on a compensation. Back to that finalist list, if there's somebody who's a close second. But we typically hiring an EDCO than anybody's ever heard at council. But I felt like it was important for you guys to kind of know the folks, go through our process and say it's one of the rigorous things that they've gone through when being hired with their interview. You know, back to these internal interviews, just we're trying to match people up that kind of met us, these things, which we have not developed officially with some type of consultant. They were actually a sheet of paper over our kitchenette sink where people said, yeah, this is kind of who we are. We're ridiculous, accommodating, we're fun. We have lots of initiative. We like to take chances. And the slides that I had, I'm sure you have other questions on.
Do we have questions, Councilor Bruce?
I think my only issue that I've had with our relationship with for that, and Councilor Martinez did that last time.
Taking away from the actual activities to provide that information.
So. I know that was an issue that Ryan shared with me as far as being three-quarter time in both the council meetings and spend some of my time here.
Whatever in the world, but it was the wrong effort and didn't produce any results years ago, and those were our marching orders. So one of the first things ended for decades, and it doesn't need any $1,000 campaign. The investment that the city has had in this program, actually over that five-year period, we're at $100,000. And the investment return on that is a pretty darn good deal at what used to be $20,000 and now it's $25,000. That was the first thing on the list for that. I think there were five key. One of the next goal really dealt with doing inventory and making sure we were connecting with our local businesses, just the trade sector and so forth. So there was an outreach effort on resource library developed for that. And about two managers ago, that kind of slipped with that communication. Arrangement with the county on sharing. I think I included one slide from that presentation to bills. Total capital asks, I mean, just it's totally natural to ask, well, what you actually do? You know, what was your involvement in these projects? And I think our key metric about that, hey, you know, you to help that project move forward. If you talk to the insider, we'll be talking at our annual luncheon tomorrow. The project probably wouldn't be here without the effort that Ryan put in on that. And then if Ryan were here, from Center for Graphics, site selection, those types of things, provide us critical information to move forward on that decision. That's maybe just a few examples of I guess, where our effort, a little bit of the black ops of the economy, we're not, you know, support can come anywhere from, yes, they help with, you know, they help make the project smoother, or more cost effectively, to we wouldn't be here without their help. And then you can see a little bit on some of the capital investments or, you know, that's come from the taxes in most of our communities where we've had some continuity. We want to see ROI. If we're not moving the ball in your community, then.
Well, I assume program report, according to this, on that same page, on the first page, it says EDCO will present annually or biannually as requested a program report. In my opinion, Ryan would come to council meetings, but didn't really give us much information as to what really was going on. I mean, it was sort of a, well, I've done this, and this, but it wasn't with some businesses. They don't want the general public to know that they're looking at it. So that's one of the things. Another thing, on the next page it says the $100,000 by 2023. Build up. We're not looking to pull back if we go private fundraising and shall not use the city's property. Do you get donated?
It's pretty rare, but sometimes personal property or a printer.
I guess office supplies.
Office supplies, essentially. Yeah. Most of our donation rooms. It could be. I know in Greenville, the local paper donated.
Adequate office. I think we have an office available here at City Hall. If
they
design,
do
right?
Have an office upstairs.
There we go.
Yeah,
okay. One other thing I was going to ask is, if Ryan had been retained full time,
it's hard to say. I believe he had a chance to work with one of the top rock climbers. I think it was one of those things where he really felt like it was an opportunity. Quality feels like he could come back to. I feel like it is still a passion for him, but what the future holds. Sometimes. A fork in the road, something you never go back to. So I keep with the sex appeal of so I know what brought him out here from Mississippi, so.
Just a little, his take on it before we.
Mike?
Let's see, I guess we'll be investing in an additional 3,000, hiring out or anything, you'll have to get approval for.
Conversations with Deschutes County, prior to, well, back actually, the council was, hey, wait a minute, let's time out, let's. County's perspective, as was ours, was first to the sled meeting, but we're not going to, let's focus on the next sled meeting, if the council says, hey, you know what, we're gonna go.
No, I have heard people have concerns about 500 employees. I mean, we'd love that, but, you know.
Mr. Harper, just a great question. I'm glad you brought it. Get the headlines from projects like Facebook and Apple. Those are by far and away outliers from our bread and butter work. Our refined question for me, when you say work more on the public side.
You're working typically with publicly traded companies, right?
With very few publicly traded companies, individual owner, proprietor. If you look at our portfolio and compare it, your clients are going to be the VP of portfolio of projects for the last. Not only are we not doing many of those large, but actually company size is getting experience. There's very few business development grants in the state of Oregon. It's just how they've structured their incentive. Most of our, I would say at least half of our incentives are rolled up, and that's offered kind of across the board. Yeah, there's just a limited number of incentives, and I think if the legislature had their way in the startup arena as well, this actually, this cut in the medical industry, you know, it's just a couple guys. Doesn't matter if there's a promising project or promising company back on, you know, progress along the way. Eligible for non-traded sector companies. It's just the way it's set up in the statute. You have somebody come in the door that has a retail business, for example. Many times, there's a lot less we can do for them from an incentive perspective than if they're
small business
with COVO or with our workforce shortage. There's not been a huge huge effort there. Best internship program, and interestingly enough, Steve's name also, Parnell, is doing that work here now actually for down in La Pine for life. I think more and more it's educating these. That's where we really dipped our toe in the water when it comes to workforce, but in our strategic plan, and they can't hire them in because their spouse is also a professional or has a job that they don't want to leave. I won't get it right initially perfectly, but a group of organizations come together around internships. We run the program Sisters and in Redmond. In the region, we did 110 internships last year. We want to do about twice that number on our way up to 1,000 internships. So it's just, we'll say that there are projects, a fair number of businesses don't want to upset their workforce where they're at. But there's a rumor we're going to move somewhere else. Where's that?
Yeah.
Or, you know.
See that.
The other one is competition. Many of these companies just don't really want their, or what they're doing, or how many employees they have, et cetera, et cetera. Industry is not probably a good example of that. Everybody's like, hey, I'm doing this. There's another third reason is really you get community expectations. Those are kind of the three main driving reasons we see companies. Once the decision's made, I think they're eager to talk about it, leading up to a point of decision. Mom is used to the word, we actually signed non-disclosure agreements that if we breach that, there's serious consequences. You know, there are ways to say, we're working with such and such. And the company said, that's us you're talking about. We read the paper. I know you don't mention her name, but that's us. People can figure
out. I just have a couple of questions, Roger.
Sure.
I've spoken personally with a lot of people in our community, from business leaders to average Joes and Liggy members and stuff. And some of them have been very, very supportive of EDCO. Just they've been there for the whole time and seen EDCO grow. And others still don't see the value EDCO provides. In my mind, I understand how value is a non-quantitative thing when it comes to assistance and people. It's hard to quantify, you know, how much help you do. When something doesn't come to fruition, it doesn't mean you haven't put out the labor. So I fully understand all this. From the very beginning when the industrial area was formed and subdivided, it was pretty much designed to be to facilitate small and medium-sized businesses and such. and you know, along with bigger ones, of course. But you know, in the MOU that we have, it focuses on that your primary interest is in traded sector, you know, which I understand. Some of the people that I spoke with, you know, they feel that EDCO doesn't provide enough assurance to the that they will assist in smaller or medium sizes moving into different places, you know, like the industrial area. You know, we really haven't seen any fruition in this at all. What type of consideration do you put with this? Because the city can't direct your economic development person. They're totally under your direction. And then SLED, I guess, can provide you input for you to provide direction to your, you know, economic manager. What type of assurance can you provide us that you'll, that you will work diligently to try and provide structured programs for small or medium growth businesses, and rather than saying, well, I'm sorry, we just don't have a program that fits your needs, you know? So that's kind of one of my questions.
On your record, I would say that our, I'll start with the track record. I would say that, let's see, to say, well, all startups are the same. We are focused really on what we consider scalable. I can help the one person shop that is a piece of equipment that helps all pizza parlors, and they've got a pizza parlor who's trying to get set up to compete with the five other pizza. I agree that we wind up dealing with those retail businesses and probably don't have substantive value for those companies as they contact us, nor the expertise. We have a lot of benefit from EDCO. I would say that's not in many cases to try to help them preserve their capital and not go into business. It's their life savings for a bad business idea. Commerce as well, which is, you know, really designed to help. We are not very good at that. I think it's asking us to do the right, get involved in early stages of that, whether it's a, you know, it's a larger chain operation or whether it's a one-off business that's looking to locate. It usually is around understanding business costs in the community. And when it comes to actual execution, those people know a lot more about that. I think when it's St. Charles is a good example, once they kind of felt like they had a place where they could operate and operate successfully, need to cover their costs, they took their experience and better. We had very little involvement at that point. So answering your question directly about small businesses, but supporting them all is not the same. So I don't want to sit here for you and say, hey, we're going to be all things to all people, and we're going to help.
I was getting at some point or another, since you deal with all the cities within the county, and at some point or another, other cities have individual businesses that don't fit into your structured program situations. I just wanted to be assured that you all mentioned to people that, yes, we do have a small and medium business program. It's called Lapine, you know, and that's at some point or another. And then my other question was, if we're expanding to a full-time position where we haven't seen a, we've seen the benefits of a three-quarter person, but not as many benefits as some people would like to see. If we expand to a full-time person, what additional benefit do you see that benefit the city for the amount of economic concern that it costs the city and the county and SLED, everybody all together?
Yeah, shorter business space. More companies to keep in contact with. There's like 500 trade sector companies in Bend alone and 120. From an operational perspective, three-quarter time is probably adequate. It probably fits for workload here. You can't, you know, keep the position filled. You can't have this turnover. I think knowing how the city operates, knowing how the county operates, knowing how the community operates, 3 to 5 years of somebody in this, you can, for a year or six, you know, or 16 months, you do it. By our average is 3.5 years. Have that continuity, it's very difficult. Other benefits is, and talk to your city manager about this, the things that our local direct community development happens, I think, that if you're back to your counterparts, not all be trade sector. A lot of them are up in Madras. They have a housing shortage just like everywhere else. So developers as well who are thinking about putting in affordable housing. So those are important things. In my interim time here, since Ryan left, I've also met with some regional organizations. We don't say, well, we don't do that. Sorry.
I just had one other question. since, I guess Vic is the only SLED person that we have here tonight, is that correct? So I guess this is for you, big guy. At some point or another, if the county's going to be spending more money and the city's going to be spending more money, is SLED going to have any problems raising their additional funds that they're going to need since we're kind of trying to get caught up with what they haven't paid yet?
Vic Russell's my name. I can't speak for the rest of the board, but you have a very active SLED board. And I don't see that with Leahy, and we did the joint venture with the county and developed a lot of land. All businesses that are starting, they're struggling with capital. I mentioned about the companies that where you can't mention. I'll worry about the communication that happens. Hopefully biomass, I don't know if it'll ever get resurrected. It looks like a housing plant for Lapine now. That's not going to be any. We're in the Las Vegas on a quick trip 2 weeks ago. Lapine's out to Oregon. They're more positive than I am, than I was when I went on. I mean, we have to do that support, and I think we're going to get stretched.
I'm asking you a question. What's your opinion? What do you think we should do?
I'm 100% for processes in the works right now, COCC, school. EDCO can't fund to help with the resource.
They start off very small. They do all types of supplements for aid.
Thank you.
You have a suggested motion? At the bottom of the staff.
Bottom of the main page.
Yeah.
Can I make a motion?
Yeah.
River Lapine Economic Development Director, who are
first and second. All those in favor?
Can we have additional discussion on this?
Yes.
I would like to see us revise the MOU as in there, including the.
That's a very good.
Right. I think it's still a valid contract. We just need to take and append it or things. All right, so then do everyone
want well, that first and second need to affirm that yes. You're okay with that amendment
yeah,
to the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye. With reservations.
Perfect. Okay, so I guess we'll have a full-time person, and then we'll work on amending the MOU with you, Roger, here at our next meeting or so.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Right, so we had no other matters that were added earlier, and so we're at the public comments part again. Do we have any public comments at this moment?
We'll talk to the people that were out there and let them know there's going to be another opportunity.
Do you want to go out and tell them?
It was the same topic about the bowling from the Sheriff's Department approach us and get an agenda item on the next session.
I think they were going to try and get Tracy.
That was a consensus of what most of the people were.
That's good though.
I went and talked to them, made sure they knew that was had another opportunity to be able to talk, but that was the topic.
Okay, thank you so much, Jim.
Yep.
Just for the record, the gal that was making the funding request for the Unity is here.
Oh,
so
please step up.
Local parents for safe and healthy schools in Lapine. Look like as there's going to be a pressure on bullying. And then we're going to have a community training. We're going to set up a training. Mr. Montgomery, the principal, wants to invite them to be a day where we're going to implement that throughout the rest of the year. So they're going to be with us. The actual goal is to get this stuff done and implemented at the beginning of the school year. It took a lot this year, a lot of meetings, a lot of time, a lot of March when these things are going to be actually starting. That's what the fund request is for today. I wanted to mention that the middle school has actually signed a two-year contract. So that got worked out too in the meantime. And the vice principal, there's a large beauty, and Mary Russell was there too at the meeting. He asked specifically for was like a theme. They want to go with like this year that we're trying to address. We wanted a theme list, so. We provided a list, I have the list here too, of different ways he wants the community and parents to come to the training because he wants all the good things that have actually been going on there. And that's where we're at with that. I do want to maybe leave you all with the themes, just some categories to look at to see. I'm not going to read this, but there was a new report that just came out too. Therefore, also we are getting, we were asking for funding today, but we're all over to the Sun River Chamber and
we provided you $1,500 last year, And was that utilized very well?
So that money, I have a whole other page on that. So that money was specifically for the middle school. And what we did was we didn't target just, at first kind of we were targeting just a follow-up for the eighth grade that they got from last year. And then Miss Finney, the principal, and I and some other people sat down up for the eighth graders. So that's what all that money is.
So the $1,500 we already gave you, you're utilizing now for the middle school.
Correct, right.
And the additional funding that you're asking for
is the high school.
Is for, haven't utilized any of it quite yet because you haven't worked your program out?
The program for Challenge Day, if anybody's here that's volunteering for that, that's got some parent training, I think, probably for that. And this money that we're asking funding for, this is for travel expenses, and this is also for service fees for the professionals that get flown in here.
Yes.
But also comfortable with is they're going to do this, but then they're staying with the kids for leases. Like to see that happen in September, beginning of the year, each year, rather than the whole year. But.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Did anyone else have any questions since she was actually on our agenda earlier and didn't make
it? Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
For the record, Challenge Day costs.
Yeah.
Tell us what that is.
I'm thinking it's along the lines of maybe like $3,500. Somewhere right in there. So we tried to do the best with the money that we got together for the middle school. Sixth graders, seventh graders, and eighth graders right where they're at and what they're doing. So right now it's looking like Mr. Montgomery wants us to address the freshman sophomores this year. That's what he wants.
Did anyone else have any questions? Could you just repeat your name and address one time for the...
Yes, my name is April McDaniel. And my address is a P.O. Box 299. Thank you.
And just so you know, they did approve your funding.
Oh, when I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, you guys. I'm sorry about that.
We deducted the late fee.
Thank you. I don't know what I was thinking. I was on a 6 o'clock time schedule. It was about to be in at 5:30. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we did change it.
Oh, you did? Thanks.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, can we have staff comments?
Sure.
Just a couple. To let you know, February 27th is typically your workshop meeting, but we're actually going to just have a meeting. There's some things you need to vote on and make a decision on, so it's just going to be a regular meeting. And there's some things you will discuss as a workshop type setting, but you also have other agenda items on there, just to let you know that's coming up. Second, you're going to have a joint meeting with the county commissioners on March 12th. That will be to be determined. Still looking for information from that side. It's just coming up. So as soon as I know where and when, I'll get you that information really quick. We'll probably be discussing on February 27th some of the issues you'll have on the agenda to discuss. We have a couple of things. EDCO tickets. EDCO is holding their annual luncheon tomorrow in Bin. If you're on the sled board, you should go. If you cannot make it, we need to know tonight if there's any other council people that want to go. So far, I don't have anybody that can represent Lapine. So Mike looks like he's. The city will buy the tickets. We'll get them purchased. I was going to hope to talk to Roger, but he left.
Yeah, he took
them. But I can email him and we'll buy tickets tomorrow for you. Quick, and they can always have them there for you if there's anybody that can make it.
What time is?
I think it's at noon. I'd have to pull up the flyer. Did you get a flyer in your email? At least some of us got flyers in our email.
I didn't get one.
I have an echo flyer. I will. Anyway, just contact us tonight or email me, Connie, tonight or tomorrow. We'll buy those tickets. I just don't want to buy them if nobody's able to make it.
It's 11.
11 to what? There you go, see.
11 to 1:30.
What's the
date?
Tomorrow.
Valentine's
Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day. Not exactly where everybody wants to spend their Valentine's lunch, but Councilman Harper, you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can go.
Perfect. I will buy you a ticket tomorrow. We'll get it set up for you. We'll buy the ticket. Yeah, we'll buy the ticket and then we'll email Roger and just tell him you're coming. So you won't physically have a ticket, but he'll know if you've purchased it. So you'll be good to go. Next Oh, LOC's having their semi-annual, their second one, that new conference, kind of quarterly, yeah, spring conference in Ashland on April 12th. We should have our new vehicle by then, so we can carpool. I'm planning on going, and if any council wants to go, let me know.
What day is that?
April 12th is a Thursday or Friday, maybe? Night before. April, yeah, it's Friday. So we would leave Thursday evening-ish, Thursday mid, you know. And then the conference is the 12th, and then leave the 13th. So we have
leave
three.
Leave the 11th, return the 13th.
Yeah. We have, and we can carpool in the city vehicle. It'll be new, so it'll be fun. And we have three rooms tentatively reserved right now. We can drop some of those if not everybody, you know, we don't get three people. But I plan on going. Anybody else, let us know. Okay, there's three. Cool. All right. So we will keep those three rooms and we'll count on us three. Good? Okay. Next. Urban Renewal has been working over a year, and Councilwoman Reed worked really hard on this too. The Urban Renewal Storefront Improvement Program is ready for rollout. So I have brochures. Yeah. I have brochures tonight, so if you want to take some, if you have, you know, down, this is for downtown where the overlay is, in the downtown heart of Lapine. I will be rolling this out at the Chamber Breakfast Friday morning too, and we'll have members of the Urban Renewal there and have them available if you want to take some and have them. And
I need some for Friday for the Chamber Breakfast.
Yeah, I'll bring some too.
Okay,
I'll have them there too.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But if you want to take some in advance, that's good. Yeah, okay. And then I think. That's all I have.
All right. Yes, had a nice vacation last week. Came back to the white stuff being here. Please consider patience as we deal with the snow. It's been going fairly well. Been very busy with the water wastewater project, specifically with CDBG trying to build. And yeah, we got some development on the rise. I tell you that there's some developers really looking at Lapine, so we've been enthralled with figuring out the best route for them with our infrastructure.
Melissa and I will be attending local budget training in Sisters on February the 26th. So we'll be headed up for that. As most of you know, Kelly and I have switched our duties around again, and we appreciate your patience, but we have switched our duties around a little bit. I'll be doing council meetings and urban renewal, and then Kelly is going to head up planning, public works, and what am I forgetting? She'll still do our website updates and that kind of thing. She's taken over most of the utility work, the utility billing piece, and along with that, we have changed our utility billing due date to the 15th. It was a really smooth transition. We had a few folks call and ask, you know, not used to the bill going out right.
Good. One more, sorry. If you have not liked us on Facebook, sorry, Mayor.
But if we don't
for
like
all
you
those,
off Facebook.
Sorry. For all those who have Facebook, like us, we are really, it's amazing how much information we're putting out and getting on our website.
Okay, so council comments?
Sure, I'll start. We had a COIC meeting last week. She's hit the ground running and definitely done a lot of work with learning her new position, which is quite extensive position. We approved some grants to look, they're working on building a regional center area grows. We don't have anything like that. Efforts to where we can handle a major disaster if we lost 911 facilities in industry. And then really just kind of a housekeeping meeting, getting up to date with.
I think we've had a good productive meeting tonight, even if you didn't say anything. We appreciate having people here just to hear what's going on in your city.
I went to the League of Oregon Cities City Day at the Capitol. Oh, very interesting. A lot of housing, homelessness improvement. 6 points. This is all, but those are the main 6 points they're pushing for.
So my part in this is my wife ended up going to the hospital, and I had to take and miss the COCO meeting, and I've been helping her convalesce for the past week or so. So I wasn't able to meet that. So I guess as far as going to COCO, it was a big fail. But beyond that, I think it'll be fine in the future. So that was my part.
Oh, I also forgot, I did Urban Renewal. Very excited what you all have done in the Urban Renewal.
All right, so if that's all of our council comments, do we have other comments from anybody? Okay, meeting adjourned.
Adjourned, that's right.
Sorry for my.